Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Amud Beis of Masech HaSukkah. We are holding on Daf Mem Amud Beis. So Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan. Who is the Tana that holds of the following Braisa? That could have been the author of the following Braisa. Liachla Vlala Malugma. That you're allowed to use Perushvius for eating, but you're not allowed to use it for Malugma for some type of Rufua. Laachla Vlala Ziluf. You're allowed to use Shemitah wine, let's say, for drinking, but you're not allowed to use it to sprinkle around the house to give a nice smell to the house. You're not allowed to do that with Shemitah wine because that's not something that everybody enjoys. Not everyone enjoys a wine-smelling house. So the Gemara says, Liachla Vlalasos Mimena. Apiktvizin. You're allowed to use it to eat, but not as something that will help you vomit, which was if you have a stomachache or something, to help you feel better. So since that's not something that everybody needs, only someone who ate too much and feels that they need to vomit could use such a benefit. So Kaman, who is the Tana that holds like this Braisa, that Liachla excludes these three uses? Rabbi Yossi. Obviously it goes like Rabbi Yossi that we learned about last time, that from Liachla we don't exclude things that the Hana'a is, from the Achla we only exclude those things that the Hana'a is not Shava, L'Kol Adam, and all of these things are only for unique individuals. Di Rabbanan, because if we're going to assume like the Rabbanan, he can ami mishra kvusa, the Rabbanan would have gone a step further. They would have said, not only can you not use perushvius for these medical purposes, you're not even allowed to use perushvius for mishra, for kvusa, for soaking your flax, for laundering your clothing, because it's hana aso achar biuro. Whereas Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold to the notion of hana aso achar biuro. So Gemara brings a machlokas, if even in derech chilul, kedusha can be chal from the perushvius on the money, or it's only b'derech mekach, meaning let's say I try to be mechalel the kedusha of the peros and the money, versus if I just buy the peros of shvius with the money. So Amar Blazer, ein shvius mischaleles ela derech mekach. Kedushas peros of shvius is only going to be chal on the money if you are mechalel it b'derech mekach. Someone sells somebody peros of shvius, but if it was done b'derech chilul, like you're being mechalel hegdish, you take money and you say the kedusha of this object should be mechulal on this money, and this object itself should now be mutter. So that doesn't work when it comes to shvius. The money would not even have kedusha shvius. Rabbi Yochanan Amar bein derech mekach bein derech chilul, and Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, it works either way. Either way, the money would have kedushas shvius. So my time is Rabbi Lazar. Why does Rabbi Lazar think it doesn't work when it's done derech chilul? D'chsiv b'shnas hayovel azos v'samachle v'chisim kuru memkar, that it says dafka we darshan from the smuchim that derech mekach v'lo derech chilul, that only if simkru mimkar, that only kedushas shvi is only going to be chal on the peros if it's done in a way that's derech mekach. Rabbi Yochanan my taima d'chsiv ki yovel hi kodesh. Ma kodesh bein derech mekach bein derech chilul, af shviz bein derech mekach bein derech chilul, that we learn it from kodesh, that just like kodesh could happen both derech mekach and derech chilul, so shmita also is both derech mekach and derech chilul. So ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, hai v'chisimkru mimkar, kisimkru mimkar mayavadei, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the emphasis on mechira, if it could happen even derech chilul? So why the emphasis on mechira? Mi bai leilach Rabbi Yosef b'chanina, detanya, Rabbi Yosef b'chanina, Borei kamakasha avaka shel shvius. Come take a look at how severe the onesh is for someone who violates the isur schora of shvius. The isur schora is not the ikaris of shvius. It's like an avak. It's like, you know, the extra isur of shvius. It's something that is also usur, but it's an isur kal. It's not the main isur. So Adam nosiv nosim perushvius. A person does business with shmita produce. Lasof mochers metaltel v'skelov. What we learn from the pasuk when it talks about memker is that's the result. That's going to be the punishment when you do business with shmita, which is it's like a secondary isur of shmita. But when you do business with shmita produce, so you're ultimately going to have to sell all your own kelim. Shenemar v'shnasa yovel azos tashuvu isha lechuzaso. So v'chisimkru means if you sell and buy that which I asked you to sell and buy, then mimkar, then ultimately you're going to have to sell all your own klei habayis, your own personal stuff. Reb Lazar, who holds that shvius is only mischalal derech mekach, hay kred Rabbi Yochanan may avalei. What does he do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk that teaches that shvius is mechalalas even derech chilul? Mi by leiluch detanya, he'll use it for what the following brisa says: ki yovel hi kodesh, ma kodesh tofes estamav av shvius tofes estameha. That just like kodesh is tofes the damim, when your poda is something that's kadosh, the money now it becomes kadosh. So too by shemitah, when you're poda it, the money is now tofes estamav. Tanya kavase Rabbi Lazar v'tanya kavase Rabbi Yochanan. Both of these amoraim have a basis in Tanaim. We have a brisa that supports each one. Tanya kavase Rabbi Lazar shvius tofes estameha, that shvius is tofes the damim by derech mekach. Even the money gets kedusha shvius. Shemar ki yovel hi kodesh yelachem ma kodesh tofes estameha v'asura av shvius tofes estameha v'asura. Just like kodesh is tofes the damim and it's asur. It becomes kodesh, so to shvius is tofes estameha and is aser. So the money will have kedushas peiros shvius. So if you really learn from Hegdish, though, the brisa says ima kodesh tofes damav v'yotze l'chulin. What happens to the kodesh item itself when you're poda it? It becomes chulin. So av shvius tofes estameha v'yotze l'chulin. So you would think the same thing would happen to shmita, that the shmita produce when you're poda it should become chulin. Tamalomar tihyeh. That's why the pasuk says tihyeh bavyasatehi. That even though the money becomes kadosh, the shmita produce remains kadosh. It remains shmita produce. Haketzad. So how does it work out? Lakach beper shvius basar. Let's say you use your shmita produce and you buy meat with it. Elu ve'elu misbarin b'shvius. Now both the meat and the peros are have kedusha shvius and have a mitzvah biur. Lakach b'basar. Let's say you barter that basar dagim for fish. So yatza basar, the meat, since it wasn't the ikur shmita produce, the meat now loses its kedusha, v'nichnasu dagim, and the fish instead have that kedusha. Lacha b'dagim yayin, if you barter that fish for wine, yatza dagim v'nichnas yayin. Lacha b'yayin shemen, yatza yayin v'nichnas shemen. Keeps going on. Haketzad. Achron nichnas b'shvius, a priatzmo aser. The way it will always be is the original shmita fruit and the last thing it was traded for, it was bought for, will have kedushas shvius. Now, midiktani, from the fact that it keeps giving the example, this price that keeps talking about, how do we get the kedushas shvius to transfer? Lokach, lokach. It keeps saying that there's a mekach. Alma derech mekach in derech chilulah. Makes it sound like that's the only way to transfer the kedusha, if it's derech mekach, not derech chilul. And that's why this brisa supports Rabbi Lazar. Tanya kavase Rabbi Yochanan, but we have another brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that even derech chilul could transfer. Echot shviyas vechon maizr sheni mischalin al behema chayev ha'of bein chayin bein shchutin divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds both shviyas and maizr sheni could be mischalel on an animal, whether it be alive or whether it be already shechted, according to Rameir. V'chamram al shchutim mischalin al chayin ein mischalin. That no, only a shechted animal, not a live animal. Even though midar raisa, it could be mischalin on a live animal. It's a gzeira midrabanan, gzeira shema yigdal mehen adarim. We're afraid you're going to keep that live animal and use it to mate with other animals and create flocks and flocks of animals. So with this meiser, you're going to violate what the Torah says, shana shana v'yachalta. Meiser, you have to eat that year. And by shvius also, we're afraid you're going to leave it around. And the Torah says, liachla v'lo l'schora, you're not allowed to get rich off of it. So from the fact that the Brisa says, mischalel, that's the lashon it uses, mischalel in al-behema, and doesn't say mekach, sounds like even derechilul is going to work. So the Gemara explains what exactly the machlokes from Meir and the Chachamim is. Amar Rava machlokes, this machlokes from Meir and the Chachamim, bizucharim, is only talking about male animals. So that's where Meir holds that we don't make such a gzera that you can be megadal adarim with them, because they don't give birth anyway. Whereas the Chachamim say that we still have to make a gzera, because if we allow you to keep the male animals, you might keep the females as well. Avablin kevos, Divrei Hakol al Shchut Meschalin al Chayin Ein Meschalin. When it comes to female animals, for sure you can only be Meschalel on those that are already dead, where we have no concern that you can be Megadol Adarim Adarim, but not on those that are alive. Gzeira Shem Yigdal Me'an Adarim, because we do have to be afraid by female animals, according to everybody, that you're going to be Megadol Adarim with the female animals. Okay, we're going to stop here, but let's do the main points on Daf Mem Amud Beis. So main point number one, Rabbi Yossi thinks you can use Shemitah for laundry, and the Tanna Kamma says you can't, meaning that was going back to the issue of Hanasan Birushava. Meaning, are you only allowed to use Shemitah for things that are Hanasan Birushava? Number two, Rabbi Lazar holds money only becomes Shemitah if it's done Derech Mekach. Rabbi Yochanan holds even Derech Chilul because he derives it from Kodesh. Number three, Rabbi Yochanan uses Rabbi Lazar's pasuk to teach that if you do business with Shvius, you'll end up selling your stuff. And Rabbi Lazar uses Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk to teach that Shvius is Tofes Estameha. And then number four, last thing, when it comes to exchanging Shvius for other things, achron nichnas b'shvius, and the priatzmo is asr. Meaning the original Shemitah fruit, it always remains asr, and achron nichnas, the last thing that it was traded for, is also going to be asr. Okay, we will stop there on daf, the top of daf mem aleph amr aleph, where we will pick up next time.